And the other one's an associate. Looking around here, I just about say that everybody standing here is an associate. And that means that the laws that they've written apply to you. And they apply even worse as of this week. Because on the 17th of October, what came in when they wrote the laws, they wrote it as is a participant or an associate. In other words, it was from that point forward. This week they changed it to is or was. So that anybody that's been on a poker run or a club event or had any reasonable association with any band club member is now in the frame. They'll tell you that it's not designed for you, but that's not what the law says. So at any time, it can be used for that purpose. Now, as soon as you come under that, there's a whole lot of new things in the Police Powers Act that apply. Most of us thought that we had some rights on the side of the road. Well, we did, up until the 17th of October. This government has taken the Police Powers Act, since they came into force, from 480 pages to, as of the start of last week, 950 pages. And there's more going in with what they passed this week. One of the things that does definitely affect you, if they can in any way, shape or form say that you're an associate of a band organisation, when they pull you over on the side of the road, you have zero rights from that point on. If the words get mentioned to you, criminal organisation, when they pull you over, forget it. You have no rights from that point on. They're entitled to do whatever they like to you. Photograph you. Turn your pockets out. Tell me where you're going, where you've been, who you know, and what you're doing. All of that belief that you only had to give them your name and address, that's still in there. But any mention of a criminal organisation when they pull you over, and it only has to be, on the police officer's part, a reasonable belief that you have something to do with a criminal organisation, your rights are nullified. I have no idea. I have no idea. There doesn't appear to be anything within the law, the way they've written it, to clarify how you can disassociate yourself. It's obvious because they're hauling people into court that have, by some means, attempted to disassociate themselves with the clubs, but they're still refusing to take any notice of it. And just hauling them into court, and the reverse onus of proof applies. If they say you are, you have to prove that you're not. They don't have to prove anything. So don't believe that you have any rights to guilty until proven innocent until proven guilty. It's completely the other way. It's the way I said in the first place. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. The thing that will happen if you do get pulled over and decide to defy their directions when they mention criminal organisation to you is you'll probably end up on a secondary charge of refusing to follow police direction, resisting arrest, or something of the like. Now, on that basis, you'll also be treated as an associate or a participant of a club. So you'll go straight into the waiting line to be heard for bail in the one magistrate's court, two at a time, which is already out to a couple of months long, unless you decide to take it to the Supreme Court and bypass it, which will cost you a fortune. So that's where we are. These lords are... Look, I don't see any patch clubs here.
Hey, shoot, mate. Why don't you get your bike serviced by a member of an outlaw club?
Yeah, you're an associate.
Yes. You're an associate.
Tattooed by a member of a
patch
club, I'll name you as an associate.
By definition of the law.
The description of participant and associate is basically, in both cases, two lines long. If you have had one or more, as a participant, if you have one or more dealings in the operation of the club, you're a participant. If you have